Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Grab your virtual beignet and a cup of coffee, because today we are taking a deep dive right into the heart of Acadiana.
We are.
We're looking at the strategies, the tactics, and really the cultural details you need for digital marketing success in Lafayette, Louisiana, the hub city.
And it's such an important topic because, you know, for too long, digital strategy was sort of an afterthought.
Right. Something you get to later.
Exactly. Something businesses do when they have extra time or budget.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're looking at today is this fundamental shift. The fact that a digital footprint in Lafayette is now the primary engine of local economic growth.
That's a huge claim. The primary engine.
So let's unpack that. This isn't just about using new tools. It's a whole new battlefield.
It is. Local business owners aren't just worried about the shop down the street anymore.
No.
They're competing for attention in this huge, crowded digital space. And if they can't grab that attention right here, locally, they're losing. Right. Whether you're running a popular spot for Raging Cajuns fans or, you know, you're an engineering firm in the oil center trying to get international contracts.
Doesn't matter. Your website, your Google Maps profile, your social media feed,
mm-hmm.
that is, without a doubt, your new open sign.
And we're going to break down how to make that sign just impossible to ignore. We're going to give you those specific localized components for quick wins and long-term success in this really unique market.
That's the mission.
Okay, so that leads us right to our starting point. Why does a generic kind of copy-paste marketing strategy, one that maybe worked in Dallas or Nashville, just fail so badly here in Acadiana?
Because the Lafayette market is just, it's saturated with local flavor. And people here really prioritize that connection.
They can spot a fake.
Oh, immediately. The generic approach just gets washed out. So the main battleground has become super hyper-local. We call it the Google Business Profile, or GBP Revolution.
The GBP Revolution. I like that. Tell me more.
So for most people in the 337 area, any immediate need, a plumber, a dentist, the best plate lunch.
The important stuff.
The really important stuff. It starts, and honestly, it often ends, right in the Google Map Pack.
You mean that little box with the three businesses at the top of the search results?
That's the one. If your business isn't listed there when someone searches for what you do plus Lafayette, you aren't just missing a few leads. You are completely invisible at the exact moment a customer is ready to buy.
Wow. So that map pack is like prime digital real estate. What does Google look for? How does it decide who gets those top three spots?
Well, it uses three core pillars. The first two are pretty intuitive. First is proximity. I mean, Google's going to prioritize results that are physically near the searcher.
Makes sense.
Second is relevance. So how well does your profile actually match what the person's looking for? Are your services and your description lined up with their search?
Okay, proximity and relevance. And the third one, I get the feeling that's the secret sauce.
It is. The third, and the one that's so often overlooked, is prominence.
Prominence.
It's all about your business's overall standing in the community, your reputation. Google needs to trust that you're a legitimate, established player.
And how does it check that?
It looks for digital signals, things like citations, but more importantly, links from high authority local institutions.
So you're saying a link from, say, the One Acadiana Chamber of Commerce website, that's like a digital seal of approval.
Exactly. Or an article from a local news outlet. It tells Google, hey, this isn't some fly-by-night operation. This is a real trusted part of the Lafayette ecosystem.
That local link carries a ton of weight.
It's huge. And if you think about it, it shows the massive disconnect with traditional advertising.
How so?
Well, a business can spend $10,000 on a billboard, but if their Google Business profile is empty or has old photos, all that money is just sending interested people to a broken digital front door.
And that first digital handshake is everything. If it's broken, you've wasted every single dollar you spent to get them there.
Non-negotiable. That GBP foundation is everything. It's the base level of trust you need for anything else to work.
Okay, let's pivot from that foundation to the actual action plan to get to what we're calling diamond level authority here. Businesses have to master three specific pillars. Let's start with the long-term one. Pillar one, search engine optimization, SEO.
Right. SEO is like your digital retirement fund. It's about building a sustainable asset that earns you free traffic over time.
Free is good.
Free is very good. And for a Lafayette business, local SEO has to be intensely specific. It's not about broad national keywords. You have to absolutely nail the hyper-local stuff.
Okay, so beyond the obvious things like plumber near me, what are these specific local requirements that really move the needle?
It's all about physical geography, real context. You have to make sure your website explicitly mentions local landmarks surrounding neighborhoods.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you'd use language like serving clients near the Heyman Performing Arts Center, or we specialize in installations throughout the Girard Park neighborhood and the Saint Streets.
And why is that level of detail so critical? Why not just say Lafayette?
Because it signals true geographic authority. Google's algorithm is smart enough to know that a business mentioning specific recognizable places is probably more relevant to a user standing five blocks away.
That's the kind of detail that takes you from page 7 to the top of the map pack.
Exactly. But we have to set expectations here. SEO is not an overnight fix.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It absolutely is. From what we've seen, significant ranking movement usually takes about 3 to 6 months. It takes patience and a lot of high-quality content. And it really depends on how competitive those 337 area keywords are.
Which brings us perfectly to pillar 2, which is all about immediate impact. Pay-per-click, PPC using Google Ads.
Correct. If SEO is the marathon, PPC is the 100-yard dash. It lets you jump right to the front of the line.
But PPC can be a huge money pit, right? How does this diamond-level strategy stop local businesses from just burning through their budget on clicks that don't convert?
That's the key question. And the answer is a precision tool called geofencing.
Geofencing.
Okay. Instead of targeting the whole city, which is wasteful, geofencing lets you draw a virtual fence around a very specific, high-value physical area.
A virtual fence? Using what? GPS?
GPS, Wi-Fi data, yeah. It lets you target devices inside that specific radius.
So we're not just targeting Lafayette, we're targeting, say, a 2-block radius around a competitor's showroom. Or maybe only the people who are currently shopping at Ambassador Caffery.
Exactly that. You can serve ads only to people attending an event at the Cajunum right now. This maximizes every penny of your budget because you're only paying to reach people in these high-intent zones. It's the ultimate tool for cutting out wasted ad spend.
That is genuinely sophisticated stuff. Okay, let's talk about the heart of the strategy. Pillar 3, social media management with that southern soul.
Yes. Lafayette is a fundamentally social, community-driven city. If your digital presence doesn't reflect that warmth, you're going to feel alienating. Corporate.
It has to feel real.
Right. Social media here is the digital front porch. It's where the real conversations happen.
So this isn't about just posting sales flyers. The content has to actually connect with local life. What does that look like?
It means you're part of the local calendar, part of the conversation. It's posting a timely Facebook update about a sudden downpour, maybe with some safety tips. Or showing an Instagram reel with a real behind-the-scenes look at your shop on Johnston Street. It's celebrating when a local high school wins a big game or talking about Festival International.
It's the difference between a business that exists in Lafayette and a business that's part of Lafayette.
You've nailed it. The content has to feel authentic. It should celebrate the local culture and make people feel like they're visiting a friend, not being sold to.
And that connection, that community, it's all built on stories, isn't it?
It is.
Which is a perfect lead-in to content marketing, the art of telling your brand's story in a way that actually solves your customers' problems.
Absolutely. And for Acadiana, we found two strategies that are incredibly effective. First, video marketing. Seeing your team, real people, working in the local community. It builds so much more trust than 1,000 words of text. It just breaks down that anonymity barrier.
And the second strategy?
Blogging. But not just any blogging. This is where you become the undeniable local expert. You solve hyper-local problems.
So instead of a generic post, you'd write something like...
Something like, how Lafayette's extreme humidity affects your home's paint. Or, navigating the best time of day to schedule repairs around Canadum traffic. You're giving immediate value and building authority at the same time.
And that expertise ties directly back to credibility, to trust, which is why, I assume, aligning with the Better Business Bureau of Acadiana is so important.
It's external validation. It signals trust to Google and to your customers. But here's the crucial point. All the great content, all the precise geofencing, it can't save a broken user experience.
Right. This is where we have to talk about technical excellence and user experience, or UX.
Exactly.
The moment where everyone has clicked a link, waited, and then just rage quit because the site was too slow.
And that patience is zero now. The data gives us 3 non-negotiable technical requirements for this market. Number 1, mobile-first design. This isn't a suggestion, it's mandatory.
What are the numbers?
A staggering 80% of searches in the 337 area happen on a smartphone.
80%. So if you, as a business owner, are not putting mobile first, You're actively turning away 4 out of every 5 potential customers. That's insane.
It is. If your desktop site is perfect, but your mobile site is clunky or slow, you've alienated the vast majority of your market.
Okay, so mobile first is number one. What's two?
Number two is page speed. The cutoff is 3 seconds. If your site takes longer than 3 seconds to load, that customer has already clicked back to Google and is calling your competitor.
Yeah.
Speed equals reliability.
And you just paid for that click-through PPC only to lose them at the very end.
Failure at the finish line. And number three is clear calls to action, clear CTAs. Your site has to be frictionless. It must be incredibly easy for someone to find what they need and then immediately click that call now button.
Simplicity and speed. It closes the loop on all that marketing effort.
It's how you turn traffic into actual revenue.
So let's bring this all together. What does this mean for you, the listener, if we summarize the path to this diamond-level authority? It starts with that local relevance, the GDP revolution.
Right. Making sure Google sees you as a trusted local entity first.
Then you follow that up with strategic execution of the three pillars.
SEO for that consistent long-term growth. Geofencing PPC for immediate targeted results. And social media, that's actually, you know, part of the local culture.
And we know this works. We looked at a case study of a local business whose online presence was, well, it was basically non-existent.
Yeah, pretty much a ghost online.
And they went on to lead their entire industry in the Acadiana area in just 6 months by following this exact, intensely focused strategy that's real, measurable growth.
And that brings up a really practical question businesses always ask. Why should I choose a local agency, one based right here, over some huge national firm?
Yeah, the national firms have all the resources, right?
They do, but what the data really shows is that the critical difference is that deep, granular understanding of the geography and the culture.
They just don't get it.
They can't. A national agency doesn't know the difference between a lead in Karen Crow and one in Youngsville. But a local agency does, and they tailor the ad copy and the strategy to reflect that. You need someone who speaks the local digital language.
That local knowledge is the final competitive advantage. It's culturally intelligent marketing.
Indeed.
So here's a final thought for you to consider as you rethink your own digital presence. If 80% of searches in the 337 area happen on a smartphone, meaning the overwhelming majority of first impressions are made on a 5-inch screen, how fundamentally does a business need to rethink its physical presence, from the charm of the Saint Streets to the new developments in River Ranch, when the vast majority of customer journeys now begin not in the building, but in the palm of their hand?